Today's daf is Bamatzia daf Memvav. Today's shir is sponsored by Adina and Jeremy Herskowitz. L'zeichu nishmas Adina's grandmother Chaya Mindel Bas Elimelech. Alei Hashalom v'neshama shtav n'aliyah. And we thank the Herskowitzes very much for the sponsorship. We're holding about five lines from the bottom of the page on daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, and we started the discussion about the role of money when it comes to chalipin. Yesterday we were talking about whether money can become the item with which you do the chalipin. Can money be the handkerchief with which you do the chalipin? Today we're going to discuss both that, but first we're going to get into a discussion of whether money can be acquired with chalipin. Is money nikna b'chalipin? Can you be kone money with chalipin? Not just can money be the item with which the chalipin actually happens. The Gemara is going to have two proofs whether matbea nasa chalipin. So it's important to get the language down. Matbea nasa chalipin versus matbea nikne b'chalipin. Nasa chalipin means the matbea actually becomes the chalipin. Matbea nikne b'chalipin means you acquire the matbea through the use of a kinyan chalipin. So we're going to go back to the issue after we discuss matbea nikne b'chalipin. We're going to go back to the issue and try to prove whether matbea is nasa chalipin. The Gemara is through the course of that conversation. We have different ways of understanding the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin about being machlif shor bepara. What exactly is going on when you're being machlif shor bepara? Is it that it's considered a chalipin and that peros are nasa chalipin, or do we assume that in some way you're being machlif the demay shor with the demay para, but the actual items would not affect a chalipin? The Gemara is also going to have a brief discussion in that context whether ma'os is konos minatora. The din that we don't allow ma'os alone to be kona, that you need to do a meshicha and metaltalin, and it's not enough to just give money. Is that a din midaraisa? Or do we assume that no, midaraisa money would be kona, but midarabanan, they were afraid of something, nisrifu chitecha ba'aliyah, something that they were afraid of, that they wouldn't allow ma'os to be konos. And then the Gemara is going to discuss making chalipin with invalid coins. Let's say you use coins that are no longer legal tender, can you make a chalipin with such coins? So pretty much the entire daf is about the role of money when it comes to kinyan chalipin, but on both sides of the issue, both whether money can be used to affect the kinyan chalipin and whether money can be the item that is purchased through the kinyan chalipin. So let's pick up at five lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Papa. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, filim ani amar in matbea nasa chalipin, mavru delo avid chalipin, but aknuye miknu b'chalipin. Even if you hold matbea, cannot make a chalipin, meaning it can't be used as the handkerchief, so to speak, in which you are creating the chalipin, but matbea can be acquired by means of chalipin. So if you do a kinyan chalipin in order to acquire money, that works. The money will, in fact, become yours. That's the chiddush of Rav Papa. And Rav Papa says, my raya is mida dahava pira l'Rav Nachman, very similar to the way Rav Nachman views the halachic status of peros, because pira l'Rav Nachman lav avagav dinu lo avdi chalipin. Rav Nachman is mechadesh that peros cannot make a chalipin. You can't use peros to affect a chalipin. But Rav Nachman would agree that you can acquire peros by use of a kinyan chalipin. So tivanami lo shna. So he says very simply the same should be when it comes to currency, that regardless of what you hold about whether currency can make a chalipin, but it should be able to be acquired with a chalipin. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Let's try to see whether we can bring a raya against this. Hayaomi begorin ve'ein biyado ma'os. A guy finds himself in a silo. He's got all sorts of Meiser Sheni there, and he doesn't have money to be poda the Meiser Sheni on, which would be the easiest thing to do. Now, this fellow doesn't just want to be poda the Meiser Sheni, he wants to do better than that. The halach is, if you're poda your own Meiser Sheni, you have to be Mosef Chomesh, you have to add extra money. He doesn't want to do that, doesn't want to have to pay extra money, so he'd rather have someone else be poda his Meiser Sheni for him, because when someone else is poda your Meiser Sheni for you, they don't need to be Mosef Chomesh, they don't have to add a fifth. The only problem is, who's going to want to come and pay money to be poda his Meiser Sheni? So he wants to work out some sort of arrangement. Now there are two ways you can go about doing this. Either you can give all your payrolls to the other guy and then use your own money to be poda the Meiser Sheni, but it's no longer your Meiser Sheni, it's now his Meiser Sheni, so you won't have to add the Chomesh, and then he'll give it all back to you. Or you can give your money to the other guy and now the money will be his and the Meiser Sheni is yours and he'll be poda your Meiser Sheni. So here's what happens. Hayomi begor vein biyado mos. Omer lechavero, he doesn't have any money on him, so he says to his friends, Hare peros halalu nisunum lach b'matana. I am hereby giving you these peros. So now the peros belong to you. If I'm pulled to them, I'm not going to have to be mosif chomesh. The chozer v'yomer, harein mechulalin al mol sheyesh li b'bayis. And then he says, and these peros should be mechulalin on the money that I have in my house. I don't have any money on me, but I have plenty of money at home. Let the money at home become kadosh with kedushas meiser sheni, and these peros will be redeemed, and I don't have to be mosif chomesh, because these peros are mine. These peros belong to you. So taima de'in biyado mos. Sounds like the whole reason he had to be makne the peros to the other guy is because he didn't have any money on him. Hayim yesh biyado mos. If he would have had money, then he would have taken the easier way out. The easier way would be to be makna the money to the other person, keep the peros for yourself, and let the other guy be pode your meiser sheni with his newly found money that you have just given him. And that's the only way to give him money, is if you have it on you, he can be kona that money b'mashicha. And that would be much better. Why is it better for to give him the money than to give him the peros? Davale nachri. Because when it comes to giving him the money, it looks better. It doesn't look like such a harama. Because everyone knows these peros were your peros. So if you were to give him the peros, and then you're going to be pulled to the Meisr Sheni without being Mosef Chomesh, on these peros that everyone knows are really your peros, they were your peros 2 minutes ago, and they're going to be your peros in another 2 minutes, so it's everyone knows they're really your peros, that doesn't really look so good. So it would be a much better move to be makna the money to him, because the money is money. People don't know what's your money, what's not your money, so it will be a much better move to be makna the money to him. Doesn't look nearly as bad. If that were an option, to be makna the money to him, you definitely would have taken advantage of that option. The Mishnah is assuming it wasn't an option. Why wasn't it an option? You didn't have it here, so how in the world is he going to be kona this money? There's no way for him to make a kinyan on this money, because the money's not here, it's back home. Says the Gemara, but wait, v'yamrit matveh nikna b'chalipin, but if you can always acquire money through a kinyan chalipin, well, I have an idea. Nikna le'mos lehech agav sudar v'lifrok. Do a kinyan chalipin, so the guy will become the happy owner, the proud new owner of your money, and then he'll take your money and it'll be poda, your meiser sheni, with the money that he has now acquired through a kinyan chalipin. So isn't this a raya, that money cannot be acquired with kinyan chalipin? Says Gemara, no, not a raya at all. Maybe in a chanami, it could be acquired with a kinyan chalipin, but you need a handkerchief. The Lesley Sudar. He didn't have a Sudar. He simply didn't have anything with which to do a Chalipin. Now, what are the requirements for the item that you need in order to do a Chalipin? The requirements are, it could be anything. It could be a handkerchief, a pen, any whatever you have. You have your jacket, use your jacket. It could be anything. He didn't have anything. So the Gemara is going to question the possibilities. So I ask the Gemara, but still there's another way that he definitely could have acquired the money. V'nikninu ne'alei agav karka. Why wasn't he makne him the money agav the karka? So it says, because he could have just given him a piece of karka, and agav, that's called the kinyan agav, when you're giving karka is nikna the kasev shtar b'chazaka. The guy could just dig a little in the ground right here, right now, and he'll be kona the karka, and along with the karka, he's kona the money as well. It says, the lesley karka. You don't have any karka, so you can't give him any karka. But you're in your karka, you're in your goren. So doesn't that mean that by definition you have karka? No, who says it's your goren? Begoren she'eno shelo. So you have no sudar. Really, you can acquire money bechalipin, and you could acquire money agav karka. But he couldn't be makna him the money that he had in his house, because those options weren't available to him. He didn't have a sudar. He didn't have karka. He had nothing. Ask the Gemara. Really, v'ichbal tana lashminu gavra artilai delesle v'lo klum. The whole tana, it's about a gavra artilai that has nothing. What's a gavra artilai? A naked person, says Rashi, someone who's mamish has nothing. He doesn't have a jacket. He doesn't have anything that he's able to do that he could tie to make a kinyan chalipin on something. Well, some of those are the two things that they talk. I didn't have. They probably didn't have a jacket or a tie. But he had other things. Right? Nothing that he could make a chalipin on. Elav shemamina in matbea nikveva chalipin shemamina. Says Gemara, much more likely that this is a raya that you can't be kona matbea with chalipin. Says Tosos, mandiyam nasa chalipin nami itosav. Tulsa says, and that once we prove that a matbea cannot be acquired with chalipin, Kal v'chomer, you can't use a matbea as your chalipin. Kal v'chomer, matbea can't be the thing that's used as your chalipin. And Tosfos Raya is, look at the very next line of Gemara. We have completely shifted the discussion. Yesterday we were talking about using the matbea for chalipin, and today we totally shifted the discussion. We've been talking about acquiring a matbea through chalipin. And the very next line of the Gemara, Vafrav Papa, well, actually, not the very next line, a couple of Vafrav Papa Hadrabay, and the Gemara just points out, Rav Papa changed his mind also. He agreed that Matbea cannot be acquired with chalipin, because Rav Papa had 12,000 dinar that were by the Bei Chazai, Akninul Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, Agav Asifa de Beisei. And he was makna that money to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Agav Karka. And when he brought him back the money, he went to greet him all the way until Tavach. But why was he makne him agav the karka? Why couldn't he just be makne the money to him bichalipin? Must be he can't be makne money bichalipin. You can't be kona money with chalipin. What was this whole business? Why did he have to be makne him anything? Because very likely, if someone owes someone, if Reuven owes Shimon or Reuven owes Rav Papa an enormous sum of money, he doesn't want to give it to Rav Papa's shalom. He wants to give it to Rav Papa. He wants to know that as soon as I pay it, I'm done. I have no responsibilities. You give it to the shliach, it's not so clear that you're absolved of any responsibility. What if something happens to it before it gets back to Rav Papa? So Rav Papa knew that what he had to do is make this shliach the rightful owner of the money. Then the guy won't hesitate to give him the money because he knows that he's free once he gives him the money. But the point is, the kinyan he chose to do was a kinyan agav rather than a much simpler and easier Kinyan Chalipin. Why didn't he do a Kinyan Chalipin? Because he can't. But then the Gemara says the very next line, this is the point we're trying to make. V'chein amar Ula, ein matbeya, nase Chalipin. And Ula says matbeya cannot become a Chalipin. That was yesterday's discussion. Why are we coming back to ein matbeya, nase Chalipin? So Tosfos points out, because when you say that ein matbeya, once we prove ein matbeya nikne b'chalipin, it's a kal v'chomer that it's also not nase Chalipin. And that's why we come back to close off that discussion. So we waited until here so that now whatever challenges we're going to have could be on both all at once, because the reason why we now list all of those Amoraim that hold that a matbea cannot be nasa chalipin is because once we proved the matbea is not nikna b'chalipin, it's obvious that a matbea cannot be nasa chalipin. The Tosa Rosh is not convinced. He says to be nasa chalipin, you need something that's dumya dina'al, because that's the case of chalipin that we derive from in the Torah, that the notion of chalipin. So it could be that a matbea is dumya dina'al, but to be nikna, you need something that's yeshbo mamish, and it could be that something whose whole value is the tsura that's minted on it, but it's not inherent value. Is not considered davar sheyesh b'mamish. So the Tosfos Rosh points out the criteria for what's nasa b'chalipin, what's nikna b'chalipin, are not necessarily the same, and therefore he doesn't agree with Tosfos's comment over here that once we prove matbea is not nikna b'chalipin, that it's some sort of kal v'chomer, that it's not nasa chalipin. So a couple of points over here. First of all, the Mefarshim raised the question. You know, we started with this case. The raya we brought was this case of the guy who had this ma'aser sheni. He wanted to be poda, but he didn't want to pay the extra chomesh. So what did he do? He gave the peros bimatana. He gave the peros away to the other person. Okay, now I have the money in my house. The money in my house will be mechalal those peros. So several of the Mefarshim raised the question. Shidim Betzes and the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, read the Bartanur, they all raise the question. There is a well-known Shas Machlokas, Maiser Sheni Momon Gavoa or Maiser Sheni Momon Hedyot. We know what the halacha is by Maiser Sheni. If you have Maiser Sheni, yes, you're allowed to eat it, but you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So what's the perspective? Is it that it's yours, but there's a halacha limiting how you're allowed to use it. Just like many things you have, there's a halacha limiting how I'm allowed to use it. This recorder may be mine, but it is usur for me to use it by picking it up and throwing it at your head. That's an usur way for me to use it. I'm not allowed to do whatever I want with it. Right? So there are limitations on what you're allowed to do with whatever you own. I may own whatever the many examples. So do we view Ma'aser Sheni as fundamentally mine, but I have a limitation in terms of where I'm allowed to eat it, because of its Kedusha, I'm only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, or no, fundamentally, it doesn't belong to me. It's Mamon Gavoa, it belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. But I'm allowed to eat it. Yeah, the Ribono Shel Olam, he's nice like that. He lets me eat it as long as I'm Samach Lebesov, as long as I'm in his shadows in Yerushalayim. But really, fundamentally, it's not mine. Rameir Shit is Ma'aser Sheni, Mamon Gavoa. It's not mine at all. So how am I allowed to give it as a matana? Meaning the whole point over here is I'm giving my Ma'aser Sheni peros to this guy as a matana so that I can then be poda on the money I have in my house. How can I give it to him as a matana if it's not mine? I can only give that which belongs to me as a matana. So they suggest that you're not giving Ma'aser Sheni as a matana. You're giving Tevel as a matana. It hasn't yet been designated as Ma'aser Sheni. You have all this produce that has not yet had Ma'aser Sheni separated from it, so you're giving the Tevel, and this works with the assumption, like the Shita in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Ches, Matana Shlo Hormu is Lav Kamisha Hormu Damyan, that if you have not yet been Torim, you have not yet taken the Matanos from the Tevel, we don't view the Tevel as if it's a mixture of Chulin and Truma and Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. No, it's Tevel. It's its own thing called Tevel. It has nothing to do. We don't view it as if it's a mixture of all those things that will ultimately be Mufrash from it. Another major topic that comes up over here, Tosos is Mochiach from our Gemara. Tosos is Maseches Kiddushin, and Tosos is Maseches Babasra, and Tosos is Maseches Sanhedrin. Not Tosos here, but Tosos in several places in Shas proves from our Gemara when he said Niknulei Maus Lehech Agav Sudar. He said, why don't you let him use the Kinyan Sudar? Tosos Mochiach that a Kinyan could be Chal without Edim, because otherwise the Gemara could have said, I mean, the Gemara challenged, why didn't he just use a Kinyan Sudar? Why does he have to give him the payroll? He could be makna the money to him with the Kinyan Sudar. So why didn't the Gemara just answer, well, maybe you didn't have any Edim, and that's why you couldn't do a Kinyan Sudar. Kinyan Sudar requires Edim. So says Tosos, this is a Raya that a Kinyan Sudar does not require Edim, and it's not the only Raya. The reason this appears in Masech Sanhedrin is because the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Davav Amaral says that you can make a Pshara when you have the option of going to a Din Torah, of either doing Din or Pshara. One is allowed to make a Pshara afilu biyachid, even though the Gemara over there says Pshara tzricha Kinyan, that to make a pshara, you need to do a ma'aser kinyan. You do a kinyan sudar. Well, wait, how could I do a biyachid if it needs a kinyan sudar? Don't I need shnei edim? Says Tosas, no, you don't need shnei edim to do a kinyan sudar. Another raya Tosas says, the Gemara in Kiddushin of Samachayim and Beis says, from the fact that the Torah says, al pi shnei edim, or al pi shlosha edim, yakum davar, it doesn't mean that you need edim. It means that that edim are going to be useful in order to prove what actually happened, just to chshash meshaker, in order to prove what actually happened. But the actual kinyan, that can work even without Edom as well. So you see, a kinyan can be chal without Edom. That is Shita Satosis, and it seems obvious, right? Problem is the Ravid. The Ravid in his Hasagos on the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perakei, Halachates, says that not true. Not everyone agrees that a kinyan sudar can happen without Edom. The Shidim Gepetzes Babasa quotes this from the Ravid in the name of Gaonim, that a kinyan sudar needs Edom in order to be chal. And the raya is because the Gemara in Bava Basra says kinyan bifnei shnayim, that for some reason some type of kinyan needs shnayim. So what's the type of kinyan needs shnayim? Must be that it's a kinyan sudar. So the Ravid suggests that that it really depends how they made the kinyan. If they made the kinyan through sudar, so there's no real masa umatan, the whole thing looks like a joke. But you're picking up my pen or my handkerchief, and now all of a sudden I own half your property. I mean, the whole thing looks crazy. So that's why you need Edom to lend an air of seriousness to the entire proceedings, because otherwise it just looks insane that it would work. But any other type of real kinyan, so any type of kinyan that looks much more official, that wouldn't require Edom. That's the Shitas HaRavid. So it gets labedic. Everyone has to try to explain, what does the Ravid do with all the Gemaras that Tosas quoted, where it implied that Suda does not need kinyan? What does Tosas do with the Ravid's Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra? Good, so it's a labedic discussion. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rav Rishon, and the Kinyan Sudar works even without Eidim, but the Shach brings a lot of rayas to the Shita of the Rav. It sounds like the Shach thinks at least we should be Choshesh to have Eidim to make sure that it works by a Kinyan Sudar. It's interesting that Ramah says, and if you made a Kinyan Sudar with Eidim Psulim, that's also going to be Chal, which is a little bit of a strange comment, meaning it's just another way of saying you don't need Eidim. Eidim Psulim, that's as good as no Eidim. Why would you think that it's any different? Okay, but that's the comment of the Rama. One more quick point. The Gemara had said, Lesle Karka. Now, why couldn't you do a Kinyan Aga of the Karka? You didn't have any Karka. So the Rishonim discuss, is there such a thing? Is there such a thing as a Jew who doesn't have Karka? Meaning, to what extent do we assume that every Jew on earth owns Dalet Amos and Eretz Yisrael? That we must have Beirusha, Dalet Amos and Eretz Yisrael. So how seriously do we take that in terms of actually using that to affect Kinyanim? Can I be Makna to you, my Karka and Eretz Yisrael, and Agav that, whatever else I want, because I own that. So if I can't identify where my Dalet Amos and Eretz Yisrael are, it could be that that's a problem. In theory, I have Dalet Amos and Eretz Yisrael, but I don't actually. They also discuss, forget about Dalet Amos and Eretz Yisrael. It used to be every community would have a Beis HaKvaros, and every member of the community owned his plot of in the Beis HaKvaros. Can you use that? So apparently you can't, because we're saying in this Gemara the guy doesn't have any karka, so you're not allowed to use any of these things. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Actually, just the Gemara had said that Rav Papa had, this guy owed him 12,000 zuz. So when he made the shliach, the owner, so he went all the way ad, what did we say? He went all the ad tavach to go and greet him. He went all the way out to go. Why? Rav Papa didn't have better things to do than to schlep all the way out wherever this is. It sounds like it must be somewhere far to go greet the shliach. So the Rishonim tried to figure out what Rav Papa's intention was. So several of the Rishonim, Rashi, Maseches Baba Kama, and Daf Kuf Dalet, and other Rishonim suggest that he was so happy that the guy did his shlichus. This was a lot of money, so he's trying to give him respect to thank him for doing a shlichus. Rabbeinu Chanan says that no, it was a wise business decision. He was makna agav eskofas beso. He was makna agav the doorstep of his house. So he was makna to the shliach the doorstep of his own home. So he was worried that if the shliach comes back and he starts talking to other people, you own the doorstep of Papa's home? Really? I do? What can I do with that? I wonder how much I could sell it back to him for. So before the guy gets into conversations with anybody else and he discovers what he's able to do with it, he wants to quickly be kone it back from him. So he goes out before the guy can meet anybody else. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel understands. So other Rishitas and Rishonim as well. But Rav Papa went out of his way to go greet these fellows. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Gemara, another possible raya about this whole issue of money being used for chalipin. Esfer, Rabbi Abba Ula. So Ulu again was one who just paskin that matbeah is not naase chalipin. You're not allowed to use matbeah like the handkerchief in the kinyan chalipin. So Rabbi Abba asked Ula, Hareisha hayu chamar v'paal of tovenos v'beshuk. Someone comes, your workers yow them money, and they say, please, we'd like to get paid. And you're out in the middle of the shuk, you don't have your money with you. So you go over to the closest money changer and you say, tein li bedinar ma'os. Give me a ma'os that I could pay, lower forms of currency that's over l'socha, that I could pay my workers for a dinar, va farnesem, so I could be farnes my workers, vani el chayafa dinar utrisis mi ma'os sheishli bebesi. And I'll give you from the money I have in my house, not just a dinar, you give me a dinar worth of ma'os, I'll give you a dinar utrisis. I'll give you a dinar plus a little extra. Im yeshlo ma'os, mutter. If he has money in his house, then that's mutter. Says Rashi on the third medium-sized line, kasal kadaita kikim di yeshlo havalu chalipin. The assumption we're working with is that since he has money in his house, it's a chalipin. Dehechlef elu be'elu. Osun shebesu, shebeso be'elu. Umachmas docho ozil gabei losis lotris yoser. And because he's desperate, he's willing to pay him extra, but the point is that there's a kinyan chalipin. Aye, why isn't this ribbis? You're literally trading money for money plus more money. Vein kan mishum ribis, shari in kan schar hamtana, shari in mamten lo klum. You see, ribis is the time value of money. To be goreis, the time value of money is a problem of ribis. There's no time value. I'm not using your money and for a day or two, and in exchange for that time, I'm giving you more money. No, right away. It's the second I'm kona this money, you're kona the money in my house. It's a chalip, and it's happening right now, right here. The imlav asur, but if he doesn't have money in his house, then that's not going to be okay. okay? Because if he doesn't have it in his house, then it's not a chalipin, it's a sale, and that's a real ribbis problem. But if you hold that you can't do chalipin on a matbeah, so the whole thing is alva, the whole thing should be aser. Ishtik, that's taka a good raya. Apparently, you can do chalipin on money. Amle, he said, no, maybe not. Dilni idi beprotitos shanu deleka alayotiva. Maybe both are talking about money that doesn't have a tzura in it. It's an asimon. It's something that's just it looks like a coin. It's like a token that you have in an arcade or something. It's not legal tender. It's a token that's made out of metal. So that's what it is. Vidi de pira havu, and therefore on both sides of this kinyan, you don't really have money. What you have is pira. You have peros on both sides. Mishum hachi niknu bechalipin, and that's why it works to make a kinyan chalipin. Amalei ini says, you know what? You're exactly right. And the way we know you're exactly right that it must be that it's peros and that it's not money is dekanami dektani yafa dinar utrisa velokatani dinar yafa utrisa. It says that which is worth a dinar utrisa. It doesn't say a good dinar, which would imply that it is a dinar tov, that it is money that's actually good. So shma mina, so that seems to be a raya. Frektosos, velotani dinar yafa, demashma dinar tov, nimtomer hechi salka daitach dinar tov, v'mosh yeshli bebesi katani. How could you have a havamina that he says dinar tov? He says whatever ma'os I have in my house. V'yeshlomer demos lafhainu shmo shalom, meaning ma'os implies copper. It doesn't imply a dinar tov. It implies ma'os means ma'os of nechoshes. They're whatever. So v'yeshlomer demos lafhainu shmo shalom matbeah. El kol matbeah sheyesh bebayis. Ma'os, it can sometimes mean a specific type of money, and sometimes just a general term to refer to money. So the havamin over here was that it was a general term to refer to money. It wasn't a din, so it could have been a dinar yafa, and yet we still said that yafa dinar, that which is worth a dinar, so it must be that we're not talking about something that's actually currency. We're not talking about something that actually is money in its own right. Okay, says Gemara further. Rav Ashi Amar li olam bedamim ubprototos. Kivan de islay nasa komer halveni atsheyavu bni atsheyem tzemavteach. No, really, it is actual money. But since he has it back in his house, it's as if he's saying, lend me the money until my son comes and gets me access to the money that I already have. And you're allowed to do that. If you look at Rashi, Rav Ashi Amlom Protos, he could come to me, Diktani Yafa Dinar, Umi Yutayim Alav Mishum Dinikna B'Chalipin. It's not a Chalipin that's going on over here. Shafilu Yisrimo B'Torah's Damin. Even if you're using it as money, Ein Kan Ribis, Da'agar Natale, Shafilu Halva'a Im Yeshul Beso Mutalas Odef, Davle Alveni Yat Shiava B'ni. That it's not a problem of ribis if you already have the money on hand. We learned this a couple of days ago as well, that if you already have the money on hand, it's just a matter of accessing that money. That's not going to be a problem of ribis. The halachas of ribis are very complicated. We're going to have a whole perek about it, and obviously we'll do our best, but that's Ezer and Neshach. We'll get there in about a month. Tashma. We'll try to bring another raya now. Anything that the Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, anything that is given for money on something else is used as money, which Pashtus means a coin, anything that's used as money, so kivan shezach hazeh nischayev zeh b'chalipin. When a person is zochen, that the other guy acquires whatever you're exchanging it for with chalipin. Kol ha'nasadam ba'achar ma'inihu matbeya. We're talking about money, we're talking about a coin. Ushmamina matbeya nasa chalipin. It says explicitly that it's nasa chalipin, that you can use it so that the other person will acquire whatever it is that he's requiring with chalipin. Says Tosos, wait a second, I thought Moshe Seinim Kotnos. How could it be that you're using money to make the kinyan? So Tosos writes, V'yafakav de Moshe Seinim Kotnos hani mili stama, avli mefarish b'toros chalipin kani. We're assuming that, yeah, money is not kona stam when you give money, but if the assumption is that if you explicitly state we're using this as chalipin, the havamin is that works. when you give it to him to keep. But the way kinyan chalipin typically works is it's a symbolic kinyan. So you pick up the handkerchief, and the morning, what do you do after you pick up the handkerchief? You give it right back. So if you do that with the money, you pick up the money and you give it right back. So it's evident from the way that you're dealing with it that it's obviously being used as a chalipin, that it's not being used as anything else. So that's Tosa's point over here, that even though Moshe and Konos, apparently we're saying that the Mishnah in Kiddushin is saying that money could be used for chalipin. So I'm reviewed, the Ravita says, no. What we mean to say is as follows. Kol anishom damim ba'acher, kiven shezach lezeh, nischayv zeh b'chalipin. Kol anishom damim ba'acher. What is nishom damim? Says Rashi. Kol sheregilim lashum oso, kishnosom nosom damim ba'acher. Anything that you would normally assess its value. What does it mean, things that you would assess? Dainu kol metaltalim. Objects, things that you have. If someone wants to give you money for an object that you normally assess, so kibin shezach hazeh nischayv zeh b'chalipin. Once he gives that object, the person is obligated to pay his chalipin. So you see that metaltalin, peiros, that can make chalipin. But lav dafka about anything about money. Hachinami mistavra, it's most mistavra to assume that we're not talking about money over there. Midiktani seifa, because the seifa goes on to say explicitly, Ketzad, what's an example of how this works? So it says explicitly, Hechlif shor bepara, o chamor bishar, gives an example. You're switching a shor for a para, a chamor for a shor. It's not money, so obviously we're not talking about money. Shmamina, so that's a raya, that there's no raya about money from that Mishnah in Kiddushin, because the Mishnah in Kiddushin was clearly talking about exchanging items for each other and not exchanging money for anything else. Now this idea of kolan nishom dam ba'acher, Rav Yehuda was explaining kolan nasa dam ba'acher doesn't mean a coin; it means metaltalin. Nasa means nishom, that it's evaluated. That all items are typically evaluated to know what their worth is, except for a matbea. You don't do a shuma on a matbea, because matbea is a matbea; it's worth whatever the currency is. It's the definition of worth. So Rashi says anything that's dark l'shoma, when you give it b'toras damim for something else, to know how much it's worth, the time is b'chadesh, that if you want to give it as a chalipin, right away it works. However, the Rishonim quote from Rabbeinu Chananel that when we say kol anishom, it means a kinyan chalipin with metaltalin doesn't work unless you actually do a shuma on it. I mean, the way Rashi explains is that what kinds of things can affect a kinyan chalipin? The kinds of things that if you really needed to know its value, you would assess the value. Meaning before you make a transaction with it, you would assess its value. But not that you need to actually assess its value before you use it for a kinyan chalipin. For a kinyan chalipin, you can use anything. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, understands that no, you need to actually do a shuma on the metaltalin itself before you can use it for a kinyan chalipin. If you don't do a shuma, then everyone could still be chozer. The whole chalipin is invalid. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. So asks the Baal Amar on Rabbeinu Chananel, what do you mean? To affect the kinyan chalipin, what are you allowed to use? A handkerchief, a pen. So you can use something that's worth less than a shavapruta. You don't even need a shavapruta for a chalipin. That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that you can't be mekadesh nisha with chalipin, because a woman would not be makna herself for something that's pachos mishavapruta. It's like a low-grade form of kinyan. She's not interested in getting married with something like that. So chalipin could be even pachos. What's the point of a shuma if it could be pachos mishavapruta? It could have no value at all. So the Ramban suggests that even though you could be kona with a kli that's less than a shavapruta, it could be that bistama people are makbid, that there's no smichus das unless you know how much it's actually worth. So yeah, it could work with something less than a shavapruta, but I need to know that. I need to know that it's worth less than a shavapruta before I agree to make a kinyan using something that's less than a shavapruta. Okay, says the Gemara further, my ketzad. The Gemara says, you know, we just proved that we weren't talking about money in that Mishnah and Kiddushin, because it went on to say ketzad, you're switching a shor for a para, a chamar. What was the hava mina? Did we not see the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah very clearly outlines that you're exchanging animals for each other. Why would I have had a hava mina otherwise? So says Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Uperi Nami Avdi Chalipin. We would have read the Mishnah as follows, that not only is can money make a chalipin, but peiros can also make chalipin. Ketzad, meaning that's what the line you have to add into the Mishnah. That peros can also become chalipin. How so? Hechlev shar b'paro, chamar b'shar. So you switch one for the other. So that's what we're trying to say. That peros can also make chalipin. Rashi keeps our gear so that your machlev shar b'paro. He doesn't change it to basar shar. So meaning, and the clear implication is that what we call peros over here are living animals. That living animals have a din of peros. Other Rishonim say, Tosos and other Rishonim say, that no, a shor has a din of a kli. It's something that has utility. It's something that you use for your own purposes. It's not, basar will have a din of peros, because that you use like peros, you eat it. But a shor itself has a din of a kli. When we say that we add into the Mishnah that peros can also make chalipin, and ketzad, it's something about machlev shor b'par, it means basar shor with basar para. Otherwise, it wouldn't be. This is nogea lemaisa, because if it has a din of a kli, it's a question in terms of mukta and Shabbos. So does it have the status? Do you say it's mukta machmas gufa? You're not allowed to move an animal. You're not allowed to pick up an animal. Or do you say that no, it's a kli shemalach to iser. It's a kli that you use normally for iser, and therefore you're allowed to move it with tzarach gufa, with tzarach makomo. So the question is about how to handle an animal in Shabbos. Post can discuss whether you can bring a raya from our sugya in terms of the status of an animal. So if you say like Rav Sheshes, a peros can actually affect the chalipin, so it's very good. That Mishnah is talking about peros, and it's talking about chalipin with peros. But if you say my ketzad, if you say that that chalipin can only be affected with kalim, and chalipin cannot be affected with peros, so what's the ketzad over there? Our whole din of ketzad, our whole idea of the ketzad was that we added this extra line that it's about peros. And then the ketzad was explaining about peros. So hachi kamar. No, what it means to say is as follows: Yesh damim shein kichalipin. There are sometimes that damim is like chalipin. That sometimes there's money that works like chalipin. Ketzad hichlif demei shar bepara. O demei chamar bishara. Demei chamar bishar. That you switch the demei, you switch the value of one for the other. So that's what we're saying. That the case is a guy sells a shar to his friend and they make an agreement that he's going to pay him X amount of money, $100 for this shar. So and then he makes a meshicha on the shar. He now owns the shar. Now I owe you $100 because I own this shar, right? So instead of paying you $100, I say, you know what? In lieu of the $100, take my para. Take the para which is worth $100. That's the suggestion that I make, and we make an agreement that that's what we're going to do. So the bala para has to give the bala shar his para, and no one could be chozer once they make that agreement. Because once you've decided to use that as your money, then that works. So it's the demei hashar that can be kona the para. The fact that I owe you the demei hashar, and I already made a meshicha on that shar, means that I now owe you this para. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So according to Rav Nachman, in this Mishnah, what the Chiddush is, when you're machlif the demei shor with paro, you're using kinyan kesef, the ma'os is konos the metaltalin. So frankly, Mara, wait, ma'os is konos? My time with Rav Nachman, what's the reason Rav Nachman holds that this works? Samar lak Rav Yochanan, damar dvar Torah, ma'os konos. Because Rav Nachman must hold that on a daraisa level, ma'os is really konos. Why do we say you have to do a mashicha and we don't rely on ma'os konos? Because we're always afraid that someone's going to take the money and then say, oh, the items are all yours, but there was a fire last night and they got burnt down. It's not my problem, it's your problem. So the Rabban only made a gzeira on the milsa d'shchicha, didn't make a gzeira on the milsa d'shchicha. And making this weird kind of kinyan with the ma'us shor bepara, so that's a milsa d'shchicha, they didn't make such a gzeira. According to Reish Lakish, who holds that Mashiach is a din da'oraisa, I understand if he's going to how he's going to explain the Mishnah if he says like Reish Lakish that peros can make chalipin. So Mataritz Lakrav Shesha, so he'll explain the Mishnah as we're talking about the animals being exchanged for each other bitoras peros, and that works as chalipin. If you hold like Rav Nachman that peros cannot make a chalipin, how's Rav Sheshes going to explain what's going on in that Mishnah Kiddushin? We already said it can't be that you're using that it can't be that you that you're using matbeya. right? It's got to be that you're exchanging an animal for another animal. If peros can't be chalipin, so it's not the animal b'toras peros. And if mo'os is konos min haTorah, mo'os is not konos min haTorah, you need meshicha min haTorah, so it can't be money in any way. It can't be the d'mei shor for the para. So what's going on? So madbea lo kani, and yozu madbea lo kani, the money can't, seichim mitaritza, how's he going to explain it? So it says more, al karcha, krafsheshes mitaritza. Obviously, he's going to have to say, like Rav Sheshes, that Peros can make a chalipin. He's locked into that position. Says Martinan, Kol Metalton Konin Zeh Zeh. Amrei Shlakish, Afilu Kismole Mos, Bekismole Mos. Metalton could be Konin each other, even a bag full of money for another bag full of money. So you see that money can make chalipin. Tirgum Ravacha Bedinar Anka Va'anigra. Echot Shepsalto Machus, Feshe Psalto Medina. Now we're talking about no longer valid currency. One currency that's been cancelled by the government, and the other that people just don't accept anymore. And therefore it's not money, that's why you can use it for Khalipin. Utsricha Diashmin Psalto Malchus, we need to be told about both kinds of currency. Because if the government cancelled it, Mishum Dolo Sagi Klal, I would say because it doesn't work at all as currency. Al Psalto Medina Sagli Medina Khriti, Emakati Matbeyahu. But that which people over here don't like to accept, but it's still valid currency, I might say it's still called currency and you're not allowed to use it for chalipin. Vein mabeya nikna b'chalipin. V'yashmin p'salt medina. And if you would only tell me about currency that people have stopped to accept, mishum t'lo sagi le lo b'tzinu v'lo b'fresya. That's because it's not going to work even secretly or publicly. Al p'salt l'mach sagi le b'tzinu. But if the government no longer accepts the currency, where secretly people may still accept it, ema kati madbeyahu, I might think that it still counts as currency. Vein mabeya nikna b'chalipin. Cannot be acquired through chalipin tzricha. That's why we need to have both cases. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll start with Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna tomorrow.